This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us today, and you might be scratching your head saying, why would a narcotics detective be a guest on the Frankie Boyer Cannabis Show? Bill Oakes is just that. He's an experienced narcotics detective with 17 years of law enforcement experience. And you have developed a course curriculum for something called Hemp Cops Training. And explain to us what this is, Bill, please. And welcome to the show.
Training, first of all, thank you for having me. And yes, this is probably a unique thing for most people to sit down and say, we have a cop talking about cannabis? Absolutely we do. Why? Because this is 2020, people. We're here.
No, 2021, almost. Yeah.
It's almost. We're ready to see this year go away, but we've got to catch up. I developed a training program with hempcops.com as a need for law enforcement to catch up to what is out there. When I'm talking about what is out there, I'm not talking about marijuana for recreational or medical states. I'm talking about hemp and CBD. To me, it was a fail short for law enforcement. Law enforcement didn't get education and training when hemp and CBD entered into our market in 2014 with the Industrial Farm Bill. 2015, long story short, I was tapped when the agency I previously worked at, Metro Nashville, Tennessee, we were looking at padlocking 61 stores that were selling hemp and CBD products. But it was unbeknownst to us that it was a legal product due to the level of THC, the Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Right.
I backed out of that. As I backed out of it, the district attorney wanted me to continue on with it, and I said, no, we're going to end up in a lawsuit. We can't make this determination on this 0.3%. Part of my job is not only to enforce laws, but protect citizens and consumers. And I backed out of it. We stopped it. That district attorney stepped into a neighboring agency, and that is now a multi-million dollar lawsuit where they padlocked 16 stores. So, to me, it's an issue because if you look nationwide on hemp, right now, I can tell you if I take 100% of the police officers out here right now, 99.5% of them don't know about hemp and or CBD. To me, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous for everybody.
I've got a responsibility to protect folks.
Why do we, you know, this is a question that I ask. You know, we are not... 2021, here we are, a new year, new information, and yet we're still not understanding. And one of the issues that we've talked about on this show, and it's so frustrating for me, is that there are people in this country that are serving time in prisons throughout this country for decades for a very small amount of cannabis that they possessed. And there are people that lost their businesses and lost credit card services and money taken away from them. And I know many of them that were having this exact issue that you're talking about that lost quite a bit from just selling CBD or they wrote a book about CBD. The insanity of this is mind-blowing, but it's happening.
It is, and I'm a firm believer in our resources can go differently. Again, the previous agency that I worked at with Metro Nashville, Tennessee Police Department, I retired from there. I'm still commissioned here as a law enforcement officer in North Carolina and still teaching. I'm in charge of teaching narcotics and gangs programs for the entire state. I can tell you, out of all the overdose deaths I've responded to, not one of them had been from marijuana. Out of this, we've got an opiate epidemic out there. That needs to be our first thing.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing is, we've had a prohibition on this stuff for so long, we know now that there is actual legitimate medical purposes for this. How do we know this? The first FDA cannabis-derived medication, Epidiolex. That tells us we have something here. On the flip side of the coin, outside of the police side, I'm also a military veteran. I spent 8.5 years in the Army.
Thank you for your service.
I saw how the VA was, and not knocking them, it's just part of the program is aches, pains, you know, things. You end up with a lot of opiates, and that's been a standard prescribing practice. And we need to look at alternatives. And
absolutely.
I am a true believer that hemp and CBD, of the right CBD, is a great alternative to that opioid epidemic.
We have a real problem. And in Boston right now, there is a strip. It's called the Methadone Mile. And it is absolutely horrific. It wouldn't be for you, but for most people, it's horrific to look at. People are filthy. They're living on the streets. It's just a disgusting situation, and it's from the opioid crisis. And normal teenagers were given too many opioids. Middle America, you name it, they have become addicted. And it's almost as though they are predisposed to addiction. It's in their DNA for whatever reason. It's not their fault. And you have all of these men, women, young kids on the streets falling down. It just breaks your heart. Oh, my gosh, Bill. It just breaks your heart when you ride by and you see how strung out these kids are and what they're going through. It's such a huge epidemic. It's killing so many. And I believe that this plant, properly administered, could be the answer.
I'm in the same realm, and when it comes to the opioid epidemic, I can tell you, myself and other elements of the unit that I worked in, we made the first successful second-degree murder case on an overdose death in the state of Tennessee. We tracked the dealer all the way back to Detroit, Michigan, and took that dealer off. So to me, that was pretty huge. But I've seen the sadness of these folks where they've overdosed. They're clinically, they're basically dead. Their respiratory rate is one breath a minute, and they get hit for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time with Narcan, and then they're up eating tacos in their living room with you an hour later, and you're looking at them saying, hey, you were dead a little bit ago. Tell me who sold this to you. Let me give you justice. And they look and they're like, no, it's okay. I need to get off this stuff again. And I look and go, I know I'm going to be here again tomorrow. I know I'm going to be here again a day later. And it plays out like that. And yes, I believe there is alternatives, especially with this. And the funny thing is, we can't catch up. We seem to can't catch up on times, because even with the lesson plan that we have here in the state of North Carolina, I developed that lesson plan. It's the first one across the United States. That should be an eye-opening thing. First lesson plan of its kind across the United States, where law enforcement will learn about what hemp is, dispel the myths of, oh, if it's hemp, man, these guys and gals will get high off it. No, you will not. You know, they learn some determining factors of how to make a a determination if somebody roadside has a bag of hemp or an actual bag of weed, saying it is hemp, because we do have an obligation to still protect citizens. But a lot of people go, well, law enforcement, it's your fault. Now, when this stuff was created federally, nobody came down to the state and local levels and said, let us educate everyone on the streets first about this.
Yeah.
Looks like
hey,
weed,
Bill,
smells like weed. So
we have to take a quick break. I'm going to let you finish this. This is really critical. When we come back, we will continue.
Gotcha.
Give us the best website, please.
Best website is hempcops.com, hempcops.com. Also,
and we'll be
partnership
right back
with Healthy Harvesting.
And we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones.
hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk HZ, an educational odyssey. And we're talking today to a law enforcement officer. He's been in the, the field for decades now. And my question to you, Bill, and Bill, it's such a pleasure to welcome you to the program.
Bill
Ox is with us. He's an experienced narcotic detective with over 17 years of law enforcement experience, and he has developed and created courses for other cops under Hemp Cops training, which is so important. Right now, we heard of a grandmother last year, or was it 2 years ago? I can't remember now, but it was around the holidays, who was arrested for bringing her CBD on the plane. She was arrested for that. So where are we right now? Are you allowed to bring CBD between state lines? Are you allowed to travel with CBD?
You are allowed to travel to the CBD under the 2018 Farm Bill that was signed in on December 16th of 2018. There's provisions in there that says you shall not seize and stop any type of shipment of hemp CBD products as it's traveling through individual states and or Indian tribal lands. So basically what that says is, if I'm shipping you 5 pounds of hemp from my farm, as I'm a hemp farmer, that it cannot be intercepted. You can't stop it, even if it is illegal in your state. And currently, there's only 2 states where hemp is still currently illegal. So it basically says it can move throughout the country. Interestingly, fact on the grandma, she was actually arrested at Disney World, and it was a great grandma.
Oh, that's right, Disney World.
She had worked for 2 years saving for a vacation.
Oh, I know.
Takes her family there, and I want to say this because I'm not bashing the officer. This is where we haven't caught up to times. At the current state, CBD, cannabidiol, was still illegal according to Florida law, even though it was hemp-derived CBD. So what is important on that is, number one, it interrupted a family vacation. $18 million lawsuit. And ironically that you mention that, great-grandma lives about 35 minutes from where I'm sitting right now talking to you.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. But it's a real important distinction.
Though.
It's very important. I'm so glad you're out there doing this, because people need to understand that you are not going to be arrested for having CBD, that we have a bill that is protecting all of us. And right now, the difference, and it's a real big difference, you will never, and I don't know how many times I can say this. I have a neighbor who knows I do this show and asked if I would come and talk to her at her apartment. And I said, of course. And I gave her, the spiel that this is, you can never get high from CBD. And her husband was so disgusted. I come from a medical family background, and this is not medically sound, and what you're saying isn't true. And you know, there's so much misinformation out there. Gosh, it's a plant. It's part of the, it's an omega-3. It's filled with good nutrients. It's fills up the endocannabinoid system. It has so many wonderful benefits for most of us.
And that's,
including our animals.
When I discuss this training still throughout, and this training, by the way, too, is not just for law enforcement. This is business professionals. How do you, let's say this, if you're a farmer, you're just getting into this business. I've talked to, I think, around 87 different farmers out of the almost 1,500 growers here in North Carolina, went and visited, talked to them, because I want to find out directly from the source. How do you feel? What do you know? One thing that's consistent across the board is they're still operating in the shadows because they know law enforcement doesn't understand about this, and they still feel like they are going to be arrested, and they feel like, for some instances, they're being judged. There are some of these folks that are deacons within their churches, and they're being removed from their positions within the church because the church still doesn't understand what this is. And that's the other part of this. We go in and discuss education, how to do business, how to do a better business, how to build a relationship, how to teach law enforcement. Because the other part of this, if you're teaching them, if I'm a farmer and say I'm harvesting, it's a really good thing for me to pick up the phone and call my local sheriff's department, police department, and say, hey, I just want to let you know I'm harvesting. I've got 15 acres, so I've got about 16,000 hemp plants that are going to be on the public roadway. They're going to be in these trucks. Here's my farm location, and they're going to say ABT, ABC processors at 12 Main Street. That's good to know. That alerts police, hey, that something driving down the road is going to have a strong signature of marijuana. But if they know the trucks that it's in, they understand that it's hemp. That's really good information. Plus, as a protective measure, it's good, too, as a leader, somebody within that department to say, hey, I'm going to send a patrol car out there and let them sit out there. If somebody wants to come in and, say, try to steal this product, because there are theft rings, there are gangs that are running around and ripping off farms or ripping off trucks because they're taking this product and selling it like it's actual weed. By the time the buyer figures out that it's not weed, it's too late. They've already gone and they've made off. So it protects them too. I send a patrol car out there, and it's good community relation. That's good information to know, because your truck could break down on the roadway. You could be involved in a vehicle accident. You know, your taillights, your brake lights, your whole electronic system, light system could go out. You don't know it until somebody pulls you over. But what I don't want is, if you're in that situation, the officer walks up to the vehicle and smells 1,200 pounds of hemp plants in the back to go, Holy Mother of God, I'm about to become Officer of the Month. We don't want that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We need better protections out there, you know, because if you look, some states like Tennessee, if you're moving your hemp from a location to another location, you have to fill out a transportation form. That's a law enforcement notification form before it hits the roadways. But on the same flip side of that, there's a lawsuit that just happened against Tennessee Highway Patrol where a lady was arrested trying to take her hemp trash basically to the dump, had a transportation form, she was pulled over, the officer thought it was marijuana, hadn't been trained.
We're out of time, but we could go on forever, Bill. Thank you so much. Check out Hemp Cops, and thank you for what you're doing. We need this education so badly, and we'll be back in just a moment. Gonna take a quick break right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil, 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And for many of us today, we have an opportunity to get an insight into one of the businesses that supports a lot of the cannabis companies around the country. Joining us today is Rich DiGregorio, and he is the Director of Account Management for PR Firm. And it's so nice to have you with us today, Rich. What's it been like for you at the agency? And tell everyone the name of the agency. And what's it been like for you the past several months with COVID?
Yeah, first off, thanks, Frankie. I'm really excited to be here. I think it's been an interesting time for us, for sure. We are a full-service PR and SEO agency. The name of our company is Nissen Co. The name comes from our owner and founder, Evan Nissen, who's been really a staple in the cannabis industry for several years now. So to answer your question about what it's been like, in some ways, obviously dealing with a global pandemic has been a huge challenge for all of us emotionally. I think anyone can relate to that. But in other ways, working from home and managing a remote team for us has been pretty standard. We've been a remote agency since we started back in 2013. I think we have a bit of a new school approach to how we have our team dispersed. We wanted people that had experience in different cannabis markets. We understand that, from one region to another, the rules are different. The realities are different. We wanted to get expertise from people and not be bound to, a single location. So in that regard, we've had a lot of experience, I think, just understanding how to manage people remote, how to, develop relationships remotely. And that really has actually been a boon for us. I think we've been more successful because of that. And so the transition into, work from home, staying safe during COVID has actually been manageable for us. But, of course, it's still a bumpy ride for a lot of people in our industry, outside of our industry as well, and we really try to help our clients navigate that.
And I didn't realize that you had been remote for so long. So you really have a little bit of an extra edge as your company has been designed that way. One of the things that is so fascinating is that many states have called this period in time a need for cannabis. So it has become essential. Not in my state, in Massachusetts, it was not essential, but in many states, it was an essential business and stayed open. But there are many limitations because the cannabis industry is rather new. The Farm Bill was just passed, as we just talked about with our law enforcement agent, in 2018. And so CBD is now widespread all over the country. It's legal and can be used. But the trade shows to support the cannabis industry / CBD industry have been non-existent for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And all the summits and, everyone is trying to scramble and do remotes and do Zoom calls. And it just isn't quite the same. They're trying very hard to make it work. It's a strange time for this industry. Has it affected the business at all, or is it holding its own during COVID?
I think just like any other business, we've had our challenges, but I think we've been very fortunate in the fact that we've been able to survive and thrive in several aspects since the start of the pandemic. You're definitely right. I think the loss of in-person conferences and events was a big blow to a lot of businesses, particularly B2B businesses, those who really need to get their products and their offerings into, in front of other businesses that could be partners. How do you really promote what you do and your brand if you can't actually show it to people in real time? I think that has been a challenge, and it's been tough for a lot of businesses who had carved out budgets for these shows, right? They had so many thousands of dollars to set up booths, to sponsor events, to do talks that, around March just kind of disappeared right from under them. So a lot of that budget, I think, has been shifted into more virtual conferences. As you mentioned, that's definitely something that we have found helpful. Actually, at our company, we've been doing these monthly mixers online so people in the industry can meet each other. That has actually been surprisingly successful for us, and I don't think we would have really pushed for that had the pandemic not happened. So it did kind of push us forward in that way. And I see other companies kind of investing more in digital strategies. You know, you have people doing more affiliate marketing, trying to get product reviews out there. You have people that are spending more in digital advertising than they might have before. So I think it's kind of forced these companies to be more creative with their budgets, where they might have kind of put everything into a trade show in the past. Now they're looking at other options. So, you know, in some ways, anyone who works primarily in the digital landscape, whether you're doing PR, SEO, or marketing, probably saw a little bit of a lift in the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, that may be evening out, but it's, you know, it's been an interesting shift. It's certainly different, but I'm, you know, I've been really pleased to see the cannabis industry actually survive pretty well. And I think part of that, and not just because they've adapted, which I think is a key attribute of any good cannabis business, you have to learn to adapt.
Yes.
But it's also that, like you said, it's, you know, and we're talking CBD too, it's really essential for some people. You know, I think the fact that it is a therapeutic option for a lot of consumers, whether that is CBD or cannabis, really came into play around the time of the pandemic. Heightened levels of stress, people not able to sleep as well. There are a lot of people who use CBD and cannabis products to manage those types of conditions. So, you know, I think it's just important for us to learn from this and realize, you know, how much this is a part of people's lives and is not just something that, you know, is only going to thrive during, you know, normal times, quote unquote.
Yes. You know, we've talked so much about the fact that this plant can truly be the answer for so many people. It could be the answer economically. It can be the answer for medicinal purposes, for stress relief. It goes through the gamut for not just us, for our pets and all of that. And it's so fascinating to me to see that right before the pandemic, there were these wonderful meetings in Boston where people were gathering and addressing the lack of diversification in this industry. And I'm saddened to see that it's kind of stopped. The lack of Black, Brown, Latino, and women-owned companies. How do we overcome this huge discrepancy, or is it changing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It's definitely an ongoing challenge. You know, as a PR firm, it's definitely our job to tell the stories of people of color in the industry, of people who have been negatively affected by the war on drugs. And, you know, for us as a company, you know, we got our start as advocates. You know, Evan, our founder, he's an activist, a lobbyist. He's had a lot of say and influence in some of the legislation that's happened in certain states in the country. And I think for what we're doing, we want to make sure that we're not just kind of elevating a brand and becoming that whitewashed part of the industry that is just, you know, billions of dollars, mostly white, well-capitalized men. We want to lift up the stories of those people who, you know, have worked hard, who maybe did overcome some odds, who are now trying to enter the cannabis industry. And the unfortunate reality is that some people who are negatively affected and who actually have been incarcerated, you know, if they have a felony conviction, they can't even enter the cannabis industry, and that's a huge problem. So getting records expunged is a big focus of the activism that we do. And really, I mean, you can't really push forward the industry without recognizing that it was born out of a movement that is still happening today. So I think that's really a goal
absolutely.
Of ours, you know, is to push forward socially to make sure that we are recognizing those people. I don't have the answer as to how we're going to overcome it, but we certainly...
wait a minute. We're going to... We have to take a quick break, but we will continue in just a moment with Rich. Rich DiGregorio is with us today, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And, Rich, what's the best website?
Yep, you can find us at www.nissenco.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, what a program today. Thanks for being with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. And joining us now, I just have to say that we get to meet some really great people from doing this show, and Marcus is our next guest from a company that makes the most extraordinary homescape products for pets. And the pet industry, we're starting to see explode, and we're starting to see it explode because more people are home, and they're starting to see things about their dogs and behavior that they never noticed. And not just dogs, but children as well. And Marcus, welcome to the program. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's so good to hear your voice.
So, Marcus, your products are made with such love. You and your lovely wife are dog people. Is that fair to say? You and Nana are dog people. And you have made the most amazing products for all of us to give to our lovely, loving animals. And this is, you know, these are times when dogs are feeling the anxiety that the adults have.
Yep, it's true.
You know, I will just tell you quickly, Leo's mom was in a really bad place a few weeks ago, and tremendous deadlines and pressure, and she ran in and dropped him off, and she was absolutely, she's normally not like this, but she was so out of, I mean, she was just not herself. And she left, and the minute she left the house, Leo threw up. I mean, he sensed her anxiety and just threw up. So that's how sensitive dogs, we don't realize how sensitive they are, but they really are.
That's true. It's true. And I think that a lot of pets are starting to, you know, they get used to routines. They're very attuned to routines on top of the emotional attachment they have. So a lot of people are now home for various reasons, whether they've managed to keep their jobs, they're working from home, and the dog's routine is disrupted. It doesn't seem like that big a deal to people, I don't think, all the time with respect to how it affects their dogs and cats, but it directly affects them. And so we see a lot of dogs that didn't have attachment issues are now developing them. But then on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are looking to be a little bit more active with their time at home because they hear that it's good for their health to go walk in and get some exercise, and they're trying to take their pets, and they realize they're not quite as mobile as they thought they were. So they're looking
for a little bit
of a health benefit for their walking partner.
So tell us about the products that you make and how they work in everyday life. And you sprinkle them on food. You can do drops. There's so many great products. Tell us about the line.
Sure. We did introduce some new things, but our existing line is primarily focused on herbals. You know, we've got hemp seed oil as the carrier for a few of our herbal tinctures, which is good for inflammation. We've got one that's good for, like, anxiety and stress, or just sleeping. You know, some pets just have some difficulty going to sleep when they're getting in their senior years, so we've got tincture for that. But some of the ones that we're most proud of is our mobility supplements. We have the ones that are made with CBD and also the green lip muscle that you and I have talked about.
I love that green lip mask.
Yeah, it works fantastic.
Great product.
And we've moved into some chew treats as well.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us about those chew treats, because chew treats are really good. They really love, animals love to chew their treats. They love their treats.
Yes. Yeah, and they it's funny, we've run across a term called, it's called chew drunk. They'll chew on something until they get exhausted, and they'll take a little nap.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. It's so funny. That's so funny. But Leo would go through hoops for a cookie. I mean, give him a treat and he's there, you know. He'll do anything for a treat. I'm not kidding. He's so obsessed with treats. Obsessed. He won't leave my house unless he gets a treat. We have to throw the treat out in the hallway and he'll run and get it. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's how bad it is. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, the chew treats that we have, they're all natural and they're slow dried, so they can be reconstituted if your dog has a little bit of difficulty with their dental work or whatever. But we've got beef trachea and we've got some duck feet and some lamb trachea. I know it sounds gross, but trust me, your pets will love them.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do. I bet they do. Are these CBD-free as well, or do they have CBD in them?
They're free of that. There is no additives of any kind, no preservatives, no additives of any kind. We like to keep things natural. That's kind of our trademark thing. But they're naturally dried at a lower temperature for an extended period of time, so they are really clean, very healthy, and keeps your pets busy. Like, if you've got a dog that's got a little anxiety, it's a good way to keep them busy for a little while and help them get to take that afternoon nap that you might need to break into your work.
Right. Marcus, the CBD products, tell us about those that you have created at Homescape Pets.
Yes, we've got a tincture, which is an excellent baseline product. It's called Companion's Best Day, and it's your standard full-spectrum CBD, and it's in a refined hemp seed oil. The hemp is grown in Colorado organically. And then we have a mobility product that's called Muscle Mobility Complete that has CBDA in a powder form, and it is a rarity. You won't find this in pretty much any product out there. It's got the green lip muscle, it's got turmeric, and it's got CBDA, which is the precursor to CBD. It's a raw extracted product from Colorado, and it is organically grown certified.
Wow. How fabulous is that? And how do you know how much to give a dog? Oh, we're out of time. Hey, Marcus, give out the website. Give out the website so people can find out more about you guys and to order products and all that good stuff.
Find us and all the details at homescapepets.com, and you can see some fantastic reviews.
Wonderful. That's a great product, and Leo loves all of your products, so thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.